Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray. I'm your soul care guide for this time designed just for you. I'm going to share a powerful scripture, God's loving word, to help you just rest and relax in this secure and safe place of God's loving arms, His presence, His faithfulness to us. I'm also going to share a practical soul care tip. This is a simple action you can take to restore peace and calm to your body and your emotions. One question I have for you is a question I've been asked a lot recently. I just released my new book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. And I've been doing over 50 interviews. And one common question I get a lot, I want to ask you, what's the difference between being restful and being lazy? How would you answer that, friend? I am curious. Because as we think about this question, it helps us to explore why is it so hard for us to stop, pause, and to do the things that restore our peace and restore our joy. One thing that I really appreciate about this question is how honest it is. Because we all wrestle with that question. Is taking time for rest, is that really unproductive and wasted time? Now, I want to thank you because this book, Breathe, I wrote it for us, for our community. I started this podcast because I really wanted to share what helped me in my journey of healing from anxiety and panic attacks. As I wanted to write a book, this is the top 21 stressors in four different areas of wellness: emotional wellness, physical wellness, spiritual wellness, and social wellness. So I'm curious, which area do you feel you're missing the most? I created a soul care quiz. I created a soul care quiz using the 21 different stressors. And of course, I mix them up so you don't know which stressor is for what, but you'll get a number. You'll get the result and you'll see which area is your highest need. The reason why this is so important, because the first step towards wellness with God is being aware. It validates, oh, no wonder I'm so stressed. Sometimes we're so hard on ourselves and we don't realize, well, there's a reason why we feel the way we do. Oh, okay. It's emotionally I'm feeling stressed, or there's been too many demands on me physically. Or it could be spiritually, this is what I'm wrestling with. Or it could be social wellness. Why am I withdrawing? And so a lot of times it cuts our stress right off if we realize, ah, this is the area. So take that soul care quiz. It's at soulcarequiz.com. And I want to thank you because Breathe has become the number one new release in meditation and also number one in audiobook. So I want to thank you because I know it's because of you, dear listener, that this has become the number one audiobook in the area of meditation, and the top 50 books are all secular. And so I just feel it gives glory to God because when we meditate as people of faith, we meditate to draw closer to God. We meditate to bring all parts of our hearts to God. And we talked about in last week's podcast episode, number 69. I just really want to thank you. Not only that, to God's glory, this book has also become number two in Christian spiritual growth. I'm just so grateful. It's because it's this community that I started the podcast, Breathe. It's led me to now write a book that's being embraced into your hearts that I can encourage you. There is no greater joy for me because having gone through a difficult season in my life, I want to share what God has taught me, those life lessons based on science and scripture that have helped me to lower stress and refill my life with peace and joy. So I think that's a really important principle, is that we not only focus on lowering our stress, we want to add things into our lives that are meaningful to us. and it's going to be very unique to each person. That's what makes it fun. So pick up a copy of this book and pick up a copy for your friend, because in May, the month of May, I have three gifts for you. I want to encourage you to pick up a copy because May is the month of mental health awareness, and it's also Mother's Day season. That's right, it's coming up. So if you know a friend who can use some encouragement to flourish in wellness and nurture, taking better care of themselves, grab a copy, and you're going to get these three gifts when you sign up at thebonniegray.com/May. That's M-A-Y for the month of May, thebonniegray.com/May. The three gifts will bring instant calm to moms, singles, every woman, because with each order in May, I'm offering these three gifts: a printable collection of 12 breath prayer cards to release stress. Second, I'll offer a 5-day guided devotional, You're Worth Taking Care Of. And third, a set of 5 guided audio prayer quiet times for relaxing scripture meditation. This is the same practice I use to help myself calm the anxiety that my body was feeling as I was healing and also lowering my stress. It's a great way to just draw closer to God, and I hope that you enjoy that. So go to thebonniegray.com/May.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The question we have today is, what's the difference between being restful and being lazy? Many people tell me that the first word that pops in their mind when they think of rest is, what is the first word that pops into your mind when you think of the word rest? Well, I've been told that taking naps and sleeping in and not doing anything is what people often tell me comes to the mind when they think of the word rest. And so people often feel that it's wasting time and it's also lazy. And it's hard because you get that guilty feeling and you feel like it's selfish when you should be being productive. Well, today I want to add some scripture that tells us it's actually the opposite. From Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. And this is one of the things that people said to me when I finally got the courage to confide in somebody and let somebody know I was having panic attacks. This was one of the verses that was given to me. And it actually made me feel more, discouraged, because I was quieting myself and I was spending time in God's word, but I still felt the anxiety. So I really wanted to clarify that this verse, if you look at the original Hebrew, the word phrase for be still is actually loosen your grip. It means to relax. Literally, that's the translation. It means to relax and loosen your grip. So things that help us to relax, it's not lazy. It's actually the way God designed our nervous system. Our right brain is a part of our brain that's the emotional part. That's the part where we feel those negative feelings, whether we're stressed or scared or sad or worried. That's the right brain. The right brain is also the creative part of our brain. That's when we use our hands to make something or do something enjoyable with our hands. And studies show that it's the right brain that then quiets the overthinking, that helps your body to then release serotonin and help you to relax. And it lowers cortisol, which is the stress hormone. So to be still and experience God is really to relax into God's presence. And to know that is the Hebrew word yada, which means to experience. So to know God is not just a head knowledge. It's actually experiential. It's an experience of God. So what is it that you enjoy doing to relax? That activity will help bring you closer to God's presence, because God created you to experience peace or joy in a very specific way that's unique to you. So what is it that you enjoy doing? Well, the reason why I want to talk about this verse is because it relates to trust. When we are able to trust that God loves us, that He knows our worth, it's not based on what we can do for Him, but based on just receiving His love. Just because God loves us, this is part of trusting God. Trusting God obviously has many different applications, but we should not minimize or forget that being able to take time out of our day, take time out of our week, to let go of those worries and to do something that can bring us rest, to help us to relax. That is God's way of restoring our wellness. One of the things that happened when I started to confide in people about my anxiety or my depression, it's interesting because it began when I became a new mom. And I didn't know why it was happening. But when I finally learned, it was something that freed me so much. My PTSD therapist told me that a soldier doesn't experience anxiety or trauma when he's brave and fighting on a battlefield. But when he's finally home, safe to face was too difficult to process at the time. It's actually God's design for our bodies to protect us when fear, hurt, and loss are too overwhelming. So it isn't because your faith is weak. He said it's because you've been strong, so that your body, after a period of time, needs to relax. The nervous system needs to relax, and it needs to finally express what it was holding back. So for some of you who are experiencing some stress, or even anxiety, or even depression, or even panic attacks, know that God is inviting you to put your trust in a new way. Previously, when you're going through something hard, you put your trust in God through being strong and overcoming and surviving. And you had to do what you needed to do to get through that hard time or hard season or painful loss. But there also will come a time where God says, it's now time for you to trust me to heal. It's time now to put your trust in me to take better care of yourself. It's time now for you to put your trust in me by letting go of some responsibility. It's time for you now to trust me to say no to something that isn't good for you now. Maybe at an earlier time you needed to take on a responsibility or a role, but you weren't called to carry that burden indefinitely. So friend, what is that thing that God wants to free you of? And He wants you to trust Him by letting it go. But I also want to ask you, what is the peaceful, joyful, or beautiful thing, or restful, relaxing thing that He wants you to add into your life in order to trust Him? It takes trust in order to choose joy. If you think about it, it is easier to just work, 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 or perform, perform, perform. It actually takes a lot of trust to say, God loves me and who I am becoming is more important than what I'm doing. Do we dare to trust that God wants us to receive His love, receive His peace, and receive His joy? rather than feeling like we have to earn it. Dear friend, I just want to share this beautiful, beautiful scripture with you. It's from Psalm 56:3. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. The word for trust, it actually means in Hebrew to rely on, to fall back on, to be confident, confidently resting in. Did you catch that? The word trust is to rely on, fall back on, to fully put your trust, like your whole weight, your whole body, your whole soul. I love Proverbs 3:5. That's going to be our prayer today. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. There are two things here. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Interesting. It doesn't say trust in the Lord with all your mind. Your heart. How is your heart doing, friend? What does your heart need? Second, lean not on your own understanding. It's our left brain thinking too much. So there's something you can do to help your heart feel better by practicing something that can help your heart to be lifted up. Let's pray this breath prayer. Inhale, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Exhale, and lean not on your own understanding. Dear friend, there's a wonderful soul care tip that I want to give to you today. I want you to use your heart, and I want you to think of a happy memory. I want you to think of a happy memory. And if you have a photo of the happy memory, that's even the double the amount of goodness for your emotions and your body. Find a photo that makes you smile. One that reminds you of a happy memory, a moment when you felt valued and at peace. Studies show that when you recall that memory, it produces the happy hormone serotonin. It increases your sense of well-being and it boosts your mood. As you look through those photos of your kids or family or your friends or your last outing or your vacation, use that as a prompt for you to think back on how God has given you this moment of peace or joy or beauty. You know, just as your body tenses up and your mind frazzles when you focus on problems, your mind also calms and your body relaxes when you redirect your attention to some pleasant memories. A University of Cambridge study discovered cortisol stress levels and depression lowered when participants were asked to recall a happy memory. So when you recall that happy memory, your body responds to that memory and it releases those good hormones. One of the things that was most exciting as I was doing research for Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm, is I learned about a term called the competitive memory theory. The competitive memory theory describes how each person has access to both positive and negative experiences. These pathways in our brain to negative and positive feelings can grow weaker or stronger depending on which we activate more. So when we practice reliving our positive memories in moments of stress, the brain's tendency to fire up the negative thought pattern is dialed down. It's reduced. So when you choose to focus on one of your positive memories, your emotions and body will reap the benefits of activating your body's relaxation response. So think of a happy memory. Be present to who God says you are and remember God's goodness. Gather those positive memories because they can be your shield of encouragement. So just like the way negative, when we think about the negative problems or worries that are circling us, the more we think about it, the brain strengthens that bond. But the opposite also is true, that if we then focus our mind on something positive or brought you joy or peace or happy memory, the body can also release and activate the rest response. So rather than telling ourselves, stop stressing, stop feeling negative, what we want to do to actually quiet that and dial down the negative emotion is to focus and think of a positive memory, and your body will respond in kind. I think as people of faith, when we remember times when God has been faithful to us, when God has pulled us through and carried us through hard times, that memory can renew our faith. That memory reminds us that God is faithful. We can trust Him. We can rely on Him. We don't have to lean on our current understanding, because probably the situation we're in is so complex and it's so difficult that if we just relied on our reasoning and our understanding, it would just continue to have us focus on the negative situation. But we want to focus our mind on trusting God. And one way to practice that is to think back on some memories of how God has pulled you through in the past. So if I were to have a cup of coffee with you, which I would love to do in person, I would love to be able to ask you, what are some of those times where it was really hard, but yet God walked you through it? God carried you through. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for everything that you provided for us, so that we can be able to relax and trust you enough to know that you created us to receive your peace and to receive your love. And you hold us in your hand. You allow us to just fall into your arms and know that you accept and love us as we are. Lord Jesus, help us to bring to our minds the memories of the ways you've been faithful to us, how you've carried us through. We know that you've been there with us in the past. You're with us today, and we can lean on you for tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, pick up a copy of Breathe. I want to welcome you to 21 days to stress less and transform chaos to calm in 4 areas of wellness: emotional wellness, physical wellness, spiritual wellness, and social wellness. And when you pick up a copy in May, I have 3 gifts for you. So sign up for those 3 gifts at thebonniegray.com/May, May. And remember, you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it partway? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day Audio Bible Podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day Audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.